Former Akwa Ibom lawmaker accused of attempted murder by wife by Oga Monday. Former Akwa Ibom State House Representatives member Honorable Robinson Owak has been accused of attempted murder by his wife Kezia. She made the accusation in a press conference in Calabar, where she narrated her ordeal in marriage. Kezia, who couldn't hold back her tears as she spoke to journalists, said, "We got married on June 30, 2020, and our white wedding was on July 4, 2020. And ever since I married Mr. Robinson Owak, I have been systematically isolated from my friends and my family." She revealed that in December 2021, her husband had invited her parents to their home in Abuja, and in January this year, he stopped her from resuming a job she had gotten, seized her phone, threatened her parents while wielding a machete, and subsequently threw them out of the house at 2 a.m. after she had failed to make indomie and egg for him because she feared to leave the house without his permission. She revealed that when she reported her predicament to NAPTIP, she was gaslighted going back to him only for him to resume his abuse. She said she planned her escape again, but that Robinson tracked me to the airport, checked the manifest to see the plane that had already left, and he called the AP's office in Calabar and told them that there are kidnappers on that plane with his children, and when the plane lands, they should ground it. So when they checked the manifest and my name was not on it, he checked Ibom Air Zone. The flight had just landed and we were getting set to board, and I just saw him walk into the airport with army and policemen who arrested her and a certain Josie Oku, an old acquaintance who she had met at the airport and was helping her carry one of her kids, alleging they are kidnappers. The 27-year-old disclosed that she discovered that Robinson never truly divorced his ex-wife, and when she tried digging deep, he strangled her and almost killed her, telling me that he will kill me and go to jail while his hands were on my neck. During the beating, he said, "I am going to kill you and kill your mother and kill your father. I will leave your sister because she doesn't know anything." These are his exact words, telling her that the only way you can leave this marriage now is if one of us dies. She said she has come out to speak because she believes that Robinson is capable of carrying out the threat and that the world should hold him responsible if anything happens to her or her family. Speaking at a press briefing, Mrs. Josephine Efa Chukuma, founder and executive director of Project Alert, said the situation is applauding as, just yesterday in Calabar here, over 50 female judges from the six South states met here with the team Violence Against Women, and they promised to make statements through their rulings that will send out a strong message against it. It is also interesting to note that this former legislator in question was in the Federal House of Representatives at the time the VAP Act was signed and passed into law in 2015 by the then President Goodluck Jonathan, and here he is many years after. On his part, Barrister James Ibo, Principal Counsel, Basic Rights Council Initiative, said they are ready to push back and that Robinson, no matter how strong he is, will not get away with what he has done. Robinson Owak, represented Oron, Mbo, Okobo, Ureofong, Oruku and Udongoku Federal Constituency of Akwa Ibom State at the 7th Assembly. This is the voice of Sylvia Akpan.